play the clips from other clips from Fox, other clips from Ms. Mack saying, no, the CIA elements are attacking. They're planning a coup. They're planning false flags. And that's why they're undermining the president. Yes. 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 And so Americans know what to expect. You give them the full plan. You expose the rabbit trick. That's how you crush the enemy. You end the lies. You smash them. Or the country's gone. No more games. And I can assure you, all these people aren't going public without authorization from the president. So here's former CIA officer, section chief, highly decorated Gary Bernson, explaining how we're so infiltrated by foreign intelligence that if we don't get back control of the country, it's over. And then he goes in to describe all the massive election fraud as well. Then Roger Stone is going to join us, but here's the clips.
And so I would ask President Trump as early as possible, convene a commission and create a new intelligence organization. Sam Faddis, was a very capable former CIA officer, wrote a book called Beyond Repair over a decade ago. I would use that book as the model, but you must create a counterintelligence service like Britain's MI5. And to do that, you have to save the country. The problem for President Trump is he comes in and there's so many problems. There were so many things he had to deal with. He had to deal with the economy. He had to deal with hundreds of thousands of people that were put in here, you know, illegally. They'll close the border. He had to deal with all sorts of illegal investigations against him. I'm not angry at the president for not getting to this yet, but he has to get to it now.
Yeah.
He has to get to the intelligence threats to this country now.
If he doesn't get to elections before the midterms,
he's got to get to it all now.
It's going
to
be a massacre.
He's out of time. You're out of time, Mr. President.
And people want him to wait. In a blink of an eye, it's going to be, well, you can't do that because we've got the midterms.
Anyone who recommends that the regime in Venezuela be allowed to remain for 3 months or 6 months or a transition is a traitor. They're giving them time to survive. Any one of them. Tell you a story.
Yeah.
One of our sources, and I don't want to give up the congressman's name, knew so much about election theft. And this was over a decade ago. And he went to a congressman because he lived in New York. He went to a congressman there, knocked on the door and said, this is what I know about and told this whole story. And the congressman looked, that's Cuban information. That's how dare you steal that from Cuba? And started yelling at the individual. By the time he got home, leading members of the cartel had called his house and say, we know you walked into a congressman today and your mother and father live down the streets and we're going to murder them the moment we ever get another report on you. So that guy went silent for a decade. And he did wind up contacting us later. But that's how bad this is. And he walked into his congressman. There are members of in every part of our government that have been affected by this. This is the great plague on America, that they figured out Americans could be bought because they were not loyal. Something happened after the end of the Cold War here.
So it's really like the last 25 years is where this kind of came into being.
It's a cultural thing that has occurred in our country. I hate to say it. I hate to say it. But the number of people who are traitors just would shock you.
Yeah, you notice the Comey tried with thousands of Trump officials down to low level to get them to take sex or money from the Russians. No one would take it. Democrats, totally different. And we lionize all these third world countries, people from India, wherever. And in those cultures, corruption is normal. And they are infiltrating and taking over, and it's really bad. But that's where we're going with this. And we have to admit it to ourselves, or the country is gone. The country is dead. And we do need to abolish a bunch of these agencies to create a new counterintelligence agency to shut down the traitors interfacing with the other agencies and bring Doge back.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! It's hour number two, one of the most important broadcasts ever. Trump has now directed Patriots and intelligence agencies to expose the CIA faction planning a coup against him. It's going down.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We now take you live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. As we deal in the truth, and we'll give you everything you need. The truth is my North Star. I worship the truth. Because God is the truth. Crank up the song. Stand up and be counted. Choose a side.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive.
Anybody wants to sell out?
We are the
walk across this line. Everybody else wants to stand with us against the globalists? Save humanity? Stay behind the line. Stone on, and I appreciate him. He's with us the next 40 minutes. And I got news after he leaves us, obviously. And then Robert Barnes joins us to talk about Comey and Letitia James and this judge. They really can't recharge him because of statute of limitations from my sources, lawyers I talked to. Maybe Roger's got more sources than I, including Shaun and others, the top guys. The answer is appeal it and then give it to another judge. But regardless, the arrogance of Comey yesterday, I'm not going to even play the video. I did a response last night. It's just, he is so evil. And Letitia James ran on, I'm going to politically persecute Trump. And then they say, this is political persecution. No, you committed the crimes. This is justice. And existentially trying to save our country. But we've been trying to get Trump course correct on the Podesta plan for civil war, mutiny in the military, all of it. Now he's gotten literally all these former CIA section chiefs, Jesse Waters, all these Newsmax hosts, all of them are now saying, no, they're preparing some big event, a false flag. This is the good guys in the CIA from the Trump admin telling Waters. Waters like, I didn't know all this. This is what they told me. They loaded the teleprompter. Here it is. And it's word for word what I'm saying. This is manna from heaven. Because instead of fighting each new lie they put out, you go right back to Obama and Brennan that are running all this, which Waters said last night, and a bunch of other hosts, which means it's being sent as a talking point. We have people in the Defense Intelligence Agency and the good guys in the CIA, the faction, spilling the beans, finally. Not, oh, here's a document about the CIA and FBI targeting Alex Jones or Trump, or the DOJ targeting Roger Stone, you know, or Flynn. This is the blueprints, the receipts. And I'm seeing it everywhere. This is so exciting. So let's play the Waters clip and then go into the Newsmax Navy SEAL clip. They're short. So I'm going to cover this first with Roger. This is what we need because Trump's the underdog. We're the underdog. Trump has to explain that we're winning battles but haven't won the war to rally people because Trump wants to say, hey, we've won. It's great. Everybody, and people are like, no, we haven't. In the fourth turning, everything's about being a revolutionary. Trump is a revolutionary. So stay as the maverick. Stay as the underdog. Bring the maverick Musk back. Relaunch Doge. Things like this is what the polls show people want, and I'll just follow polls. It's the thing I said to do when he did it would hurt us. Here's just two of these clips. We got to reinstate the Smith-Mundt Act and bring back a ban on CIA propaganda and coups in America and color revolutions. That's what those are. That's what the Smith-Mundt Act did, was said the CIA could engage in domestic propaganda coups and election meddling. And part of that was indicting Flynn, indicting Stone, coming after us. The documents have come out. We know this, but now Trump has his surrogates doing it with a blitzkrieg, and this is the signal we needed, which I've been saying we needed to see. This is so exciting. Here's the clips. We'll go to Roger Stone.
Two CIA officers who said that this is a part of a larger hoax, and what they're doing here is they're trying to condition the country to prepare for something bad that's about to happen at the hands of Donald Trump. It's straight out of the CIA playbook. It's a destabilization operation where you get people to mistrust each other. And you do this because she's an analyst. And as an analyst, she would make sure what propaganda operations were successful, which ones weren't. So she knows what works. So the first part of the video, you establish authority. I'm CIA. I'm military. You need to trust us. Second part of the video, they introduce the threat. And the threat's not foreign. The threat's domestic. The threat's Donald Trump. And then at the end, they introduce the solution. What's the solution? You resist. You say no. But they don't give an option. They say this is an obligation for you to do. Now, she is being run because she didn't come up with this herself. She's a Brennan acolyte, and you usually don't have congressmen and senators doing anything together. They kind of hate each other. So in order to organize this, this had to have had some sort of handler telling her what to do. And it was risky because nothing like this has ever been done in the history of the country. And you can even tell because the media was skeptical and they couldn't answer the question. So they hadn't even been read in on the operation. You see them fumbling and stumbling. And I'm glad that the U.S. military is now investigating this guy, Kelly, because this is what we expect from Donald Trump 2.0. You can't have the deep state interfering with a duly elected presidency and get away with it. You got to draw the line in the sand and you have to make examples out of people.
So let's talk right now. Do you believe President Trump has issued any illegal orders?
To my knowledge, I am not aware of things that are illegal.
Folks, don't doubt me on this one. I literally did this in other countries. But this is just the current lever being pulled. They've been prepping this for 10 years. They've been trying to cast Donald Trump as crazy, unconstitutional, whatever else, trying to create the vulnerability to crack his support. And none of it's true. Here from the manual, quote, a vulnerability is critical when its exploitation will significantly influence the threat's ability, the threat being Trump, ability to conduct support on operations. Operations in this case, meaning carefully convinced young service members that striking a drug boat in international waters might be an illegal order without saying it, because it's not. Oh, Carl, the military can't, and the CIA can't actually be using a PSYOPs campaign on the American people. You bet they can. You ever heard of the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948? This actually prohibited the U.S. government from disseminating government-funded propaganda or psychological operations materials on American citizens. Well, the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, which was incorporated into the National Defense Authorization Act of 2013, signed by President then Barack Obama, change that. Specifically, Section 1078. Got the receipts, folks. The primary goal was to remove limits to the United States government's ability to counter foreign propaganda. This basically showed the government the ability to influence U.S. public opinion. I mean, don't even get me started on the Patriot Act and how it allowed it to spy on all Americans, but whatever. So think about this. If your opinion has gone negative of Trump, especially in the last few weeks, folks, you are likely a victim of a massive psyops. Trump hasn't changed in the last 3 weeks.
That's right. It doesn't mean we have real beefs, but they're exacerbating those and getting ready for a big, nasty, dirty event. I want to hit this first. StoneZone.com, top syndicated show on WABC, former top Trump advisor at the White House last week. We'll get into the election fraud stuff that's about to come out. I heard about that from some folks that were at the White House, and now it's in the news. And we'll obviously talk about Comey and the rest of it, but StoneZone.com. Roger, I got dozens of other clips. Suddenly the talking point that's true is that, though, there's another CIA section coup going on. That's what Trump needs to do to head this off at the pass. How exciting is this? I'm very excited.
Alex, I'm glad that you have now been completely and totally borne out. You've been saying this for many, many months. But we saw yesterday something that's equally part of the efforts to destabilize Donald Trump, and that is this outrageous decision by a Clinton-appointed judge to dismiss the indictments against FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. There's a lot here, so let me get into it. But first of all, let's recognize that James Comey and I were charged with the exact same crime, lying to Congress under oath. Yet they staged a 6 a.m. raid at my home with 29 heavily armed FBI agents and a CNN camera in tow, while James Comey was allowed to leisurely turn himself in within 10 days. The judge gagged me immediately, so I couldn't go on InfoWars and tell people the truth about what was happening to me. But there was no gag or limitation on James Comey. He was allowed to say anything, anywhere he wanted.
24 agents didn't raid his house.
Absolutely true. So what this proves yet again is when it comes to the Constitution, the law, the rules, the facts, or the evidence, none of these things matter if you have a left-wing activist judge. Very specifically, the judge in my case specifically prohibited me from arguing that I was selectively prosecuted or that there was a political motivation in my prosecution. But James Comey was not similarly limited. But here's the most important thing. The ruling itself had nothing to do with the merits of the case. It didn't address the question of whether Comey lied under oath to Congress. It didn't address the question of whether Letitia James had a 43-year record of mortgage fraud and that every single mortgage document she ever signed included fraud in order to get her a lower mortgage rate, a tax break, and a lower insurance rate. The judge threw out these charges because she said that Lindsay Halligan, who is the extraordinarily brilliant and very attractive interim U.S. attorney appointed by President Trump, was unconstitutionally and improperly appointed. This is completely and totally wrong. Lindsay Halligan, first of all, the media denigrates her as a beauty queen or as an insurance lawyer. She graduated from college summa cum laude, got her degree 2 years early, got her law degree in record time, top of both her law class and her class. She was a senior partner in one of the most important and largest law firms in Florida, where she headed their civil litigation division. She has more experience in front of juries than, say, oh, I don't know, Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general. So the denigration of her is outrageous. But more importantly, the ruling, which said yesterday that the court ruled that once the original 120-day period under Section 546 of the law expired, the attorney general lost the power to appoint an interim U.S. attorney. That's incorrect. But it's interesting because the appointment of Robert Mueller, like the appointment of Jack Smith, was found to be unconstitutional. So once again, similarly, in my case, Jack Smith had never been confirmed by the U.S. Senate, because there was no law creating the position to which he was appointed, and because there were no funds budgeted, the courts in South Florida found that his appointment was unconstitutional. Well, if that's true, then the appointment of Robert Mueller was similarly unconstitutional because the facts are the same.
Sure, so let's cut to the chase. What do we need to do?
When I raised that at trial, the courts refused to honor it. But when they raised it against Lindsay Halligan, it was raised. Here's the point. The law says two very important things. The provision authorizing the attorney general to appoint Halligan to a 120-day perm is subsection A of the law. Comey argued, and the Clinton judge incorrectly argued, that subsection D of that law overrode it. What's the bottom line?
Big surprise, other Democrat judges engaged in judicial tyranny. What's the bottom line? And then what do we do? Is the statute of limitations up to recharge him? Does it get appealed? What do we do? And how does Trump respond to this incredible travesty?
Now, there's several things here that need to be done. Unfortunately, I think it was timed this way. I don't think there is sufficient time to re-indict James Comey. Again, there were never any rulings on the merits of his case, whether he did or did not lie under oath. But the statute of limitations run out. It's very important to note that the previous U.S. attorney, a miscreant named Eric Siebert, was fired over this. Siebert was quietly preparing a grand jury to rule that no charges should be brought against Comey, but Siebert never disclosed that he had a conflict of interest, that his father-in-law, his wife's father, was the godfather to James Comey's daughter. That was revealed right here on the Alex Jones show. So he should have recused himself from the beginning. He was a deep state prosecutor who was planning to give Comey a walk and slow walking this for that specific statute of limitations to run out. So I doubt, unfortunately, whether the first deputy or whether a new interim appointee in the Southern District will have time to recharge Comey on these specific crimes. Letitia James, on the other hand, has a much bigger problem. The judgment yesterday has no impact whatsoever of the facts on her case. The Department of Justice can reindict her tomorrow. Donald Trump could appoint Lindsey Halligan as a special counsel to do so. There's no double jeopardy because James was never tried. Additional properties can also be charged. You have state prosecutions. You have a potential tax evasion prosecution there. So Big Tish is not in any way out of the woods. Two other very key points here, Alex. One is the fact that the U.S. Senate and the Democrats, this is part of the same CIA operation, the same use of liberal tyranny by left-wing judges to undermine Trump. They basically refused to confirm the appointments of any of Trump's U.S. attorneys across the country. They simply refused to do so. So by tradition, an appointee to be U.S. attorney has to have the acquiescence of the two U.S. senators from that state. It's not a law. It's not a regulation. It's not a legal requirement. It's a tradition of the Senate. Therefore, what the president needs to do is, this will get tested in court, but I think he wins based on the law, is he should have a cadre of tough prosecutors, and they can rotate in and out of these positions in 120 increments. So, for example, Lindsey Halligan, whose appointment will ultimately be upheld, once her 120 days is over, she hands off the case to a new appointee who's put in the slot for 120 days. At the end of that 120 days, the case gets, if it's still active, gets passed on to the next. I've had Alan Dershowitz and David Schoen, who's probably the single smartest constitutional and criminal defense lawyer in the country, examine this plan, and they both say it is absolutely legal. So that's the way you fix the problem in terms of the prosecutions across the country where left-wing activist judges are refusing to hold those who are involved in past crimes during Biden and Obama, particularly crimes involving the Russian collusion hoax and the other various January 6 ops, the two phony impeachments, and so on. But the larger question, Alex, the single most important question is, will there be prosecutions in the Southern District of Florida against Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Weissman, Mueller himself, Biden, Susan Rice, and those, including Barack Obama, who pulled off the greatest single dirty trick in American history, the greatest single abuse of power, the Russian collusion hoax. Now, we were all encouraged a couple days ago, when we heard that subpoenas had been issued. But I'm going to be honest with you, Alex, my sources tell me that there is no ongoing operation in the Southern District of Florida, that those subpoenas have not yet been returned, that there is not a grand jury looking at this. If that is true, that is very deeply troubled. They're trying to run out the clock. I love this president. I support him unconditionally, but recognize that this is not about retaliation or revenge. This is about accountability and justice. And if those who pulled off the Russian collusion hoax, those who tried to destroy your life, Alex, those who tried to destroy the life of that great American patriot, General Michael Flynn and his family, those who tried to destroy me, those who tried to destroy President Donald Trump, if they are not held responsible, if legal technicalities are used to give them a walk, Republicans will not turn out in this next midterm election. They will lose faith. I know the president wants justice. I know the president expects justice. I know the president believes his Justice Department is working on this. I spoke to him about it. He is committed to accountability and justice, but whether that will happen really remains to be seen.
Well, that's right. And when we demand stuff, it's to put pressure on people in the Trump administration, not even Trump. He wants them indicted more than anybody. They tried to kill him and put him in prison. But I can tell Trump this, even bigger than affordability in the economy. I talk to the public, and the polls show this, too. They want justice. They want vengeance. The public gets all the persecution. And so we absolutely must see that. And we got to start talking about, I don't like to judge people, Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, Bongino, you know, any of them. I think the jury's not out on Blanche. I think he's a Democrat lawyer just by culture, just, you know, is just a wimp bare minimum. But we must have this because we understand they're going to be back if we don't do this. And they've sworn, Akeem Jeffries, all of them, when we get back, if you think we were bad before, we're putting you all in prison, including Trump supporters. So we understand that these people are coming for us and coming from our children's genitals they want to cut off. They would open our borders again. And so we understand this is not a normal political cycle. We want justice. We want justice. So at a certain point, whoever's, you know, at fault, we don't know. Trump has to remove the attorney general, the FBI director, the deputy director. He has to remove the deputy AG. And we got to start saying who we want in there that'll take action, because the midterms are less than a year away, Roger. So I think if we don't see mass indictments of the deep state that are done right, they dropped the ball on this, I think, on purpose, and all the rest of it. I'm not saying Halligan did, but just the general thing. If we don't see action, I'll say by February, I mean massive action. I'm going to move to D.C. for months and bullhorn the White House every day. You know, I'm invited to the White House, busy, you know, don't go. Invited to Mar-a-Lago because it's just an event. The president comes by and shakes your hand. I love that, but I don't have time for it. But no. I'm going to get the real attention with a high-powered bullhorn outside the White House and outside Mar-a-Lago, because that's where I get the real attention, not to hurt Trump, but to get him to not commit political suicide. Roger.
Alex, I'm in complete and total agreement. When we come back, I'm going to drop a couple of truth bombs that people don't know. Things that I learned last week when I met with the president and when I was in Washington.
Massive.
In the meantime, I'm going to take some methylene blue so I can get through the next segment.
You're looking good, Roger. We'll be right back. All right, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. It's amazing. Check it out. We'll be right back. This is the biggest show we ever run. It runs until Friday. Listen to this. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want free. So you can buy a supplement that's $20 and get one that's $40 for free. Did you hear that? That is insane. And there's a bunch of other specials running on top of it. We have an 80%+ reorder on these supplements. People love them so much. But I'm trying to get those of you out there that are on the fence, 99% of you, to go there and experience Irish Sea Moss. We got the strongest, best. Experience our turmeric. It's the best. The products are so good. Our Ultra Methylene Blue, our Shilajit, our Irish Sea Moss, our Spike Protein, Pro Cardiovascular, Super Formula, Ultimate Life Force. Experience it all. This is game-changing. Also, site-wide, 25% off on all apparel. All these new incredible designs of T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, Christmas designs, you name it, it's all there. We will continue to fight. We'll never give up or back down or sell out, but we could give out without your support. So I want to salute those that have supported and humbly ask those that haven't. Are we not the tip of the spear? Are we not changing the world? I need your support. Plus, these are great products. This is a win-win. So get in here right now. We need your help. They have appointed a state receiver to shut us down. We've basically exhausted everything in court. The receiver from the state court says he's going to try to have an auction, but we don't know. It could be 2 weeks from now, a month from now, but they say we should be closed by early January. Okay? Well, here's the deal. We have the Alex Jones Backup Network. That's funded by thealexjonesstore.com. But also, TheAlexJonesWar.com is funding InfoWars. Because if they have a real auction and the good guys are able to buy it, if they actually do that, unlike what happened in federal court, we'll stay here. It'll be great. So this is like we're on death row here and we get the reprieve again. So that's the struggles. That's why supporting us now at this critical moment is more important than ever. Plus, the products are insanely good. Just do your Christmas shopping early with us. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything is going to be VIP. It's not even a commitment. You cancel any time for free. You get $30 to be a VIP each month. $40 instantly each month to spend the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Everybody should be a VIP. You just get special offers and special deals and $40 for $30. So you make $10 on your first purchase right there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Step right up and behold a creation so powerful, so potent, it could only come from my secret vitality factory. Shilajit gummies. Packed with ancient minerals and super infused goodness, these little squares of power will boost your day faster than a fizzy lifting drink. Need that spark of pure imagination? Pop one of these into your mouth and feel the natural energy flow right through you. Visit thealexjonesstore.com.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now, growing up, I learned it was important not to kiss and tell. Because where would you get around with the girls if you didn't? And it's the same thing with politics with Roger Stone, his incredible sources. He doesn't like to brag about his sources directly with the president constantly. But you know, there's times for him to bring it out. So when he says, I've got huge breaking information, I've got some other White House sources. So I was asking him over the weekend, or late last week, I said, have you heard this? And he was like, well, not only have I heard it, I was there. But I don't know how far he wants to go. I mean, I've almost not even really reported on this because I already had the info, but I didn't want it to get blamed on Roger. But I'm guessing what he's about to say. He says he's got a couple things, though. I know one of them, I think. And that's election integrity and what they found. And separately, days after Roger told me this, this was Thursday or so, when he got back from the White House, now it's starting to break. Oh, this is about to come out. And Trump said, oh, yeah, we got a big investigation. Get ready. He said that yesterday. So we'll hit that in a moment. But Roger, humor me here. I know you've got a lot of big stuff going on, but the Podesta plan, the Civil War, undermine the president ahead of a big event. To have all these former CIA section chiefs that have good records and have Fox hosts and Newsmax hosts all start yesterday saying, no, there's elements of the CIA getting ready for a really bad event to be blamed on Trump, and they're undermining the military ahead of that for a coup. We know that's true. We didn't just agree with them. We saw it, and you, not just me, you talked about it. But to have them going, you know, interagency right to the heart of it shows how ripe this is and how dangerous, but also not just for the public, but inside the agencies, to have Trump's people talk about it lets them know we have the jump on them. Can you speak to that? Because, I mean, they're one of the few things they've got left is staging a false flag and trying to cause a civil war. And to me, that's a front burner issue. To me, when I learned this last night, and then I saw it everywhere and knew that it was obviously a talking point being put out. And Waters like, no, CIA, Trump CIA gave me this. it was like a breath of fresh air. I felt like 1,000 pounds was off my back. And then I saw everybody else saying, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is a major offense. It looks like Trump got some control of the CIA. Now they're exposing their own operation. This is historic, Roger. I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Well, Alex, I think you're exactly right. Let me point out a couple things. One of the very best things the president has done, which really shows that he does understand what they have in mind, is to reassert control and discipline within the U.S. military. Pete Hegseth has done an extraordinary job of revamping the military, getting rid of those globalist generals and other leaders who would not carry out an order from the commander-in-chief, a legal constitutional order. He's done away with the DEI policies that are destroying our military. He's done away with the mandatory vaccination policies that were destroying our
military. And let's be clear, I know I'm interrupting, but all of that has come out in documents. We knew it, but then it came out as a purge. Get good people out because they won't take a poison shot. DEI became the offices of, like, the Inquisition of who to persecute. They had incredible power, not just in the Pentagon, but in the NSA and CIA. So when you take those out, you're not just kicking some kooks out. They had made them the advisors to HR on who to persecute.
Well, and then in terms of our intelligence agencies, putting John Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard particularly in position has been incredibly crucial in terms of exposing the entire Russian collusion cabal and setting them up for legitimate prosecutions. Vitally important, the disclosures coming out of both the CIA and the ODNI, not to mention the fact that Anna Paulina Luna has been pounding away, forcing the deep state to hand over more and more and more evidence regarding the Kennedy assassination, because past is prologue. And that's very important to look at in view of the Thomas Crook situation in Butler, Pennsylvania. But Alex, what disturbs me in the last couple of days is I've seen the upsurge of these attacks on Susie Wiles, the president's chief of staff. Let me just fill in a couple facts here. First of all, the idea that Susie Wiles represented or worked for Pfizer is false. When she was essentially driven from politics briefly by Governor Ron DeSantis, she worked at Mercury, which is a lobbying firm, which she was not a principal or an equity holder. They have 300 clients. That company may represent Pfizer. She never represented Pfizer. She is the one who negotiated the historic alliance between Robert Kennedy and his MAHA forces and Donald Trump. Right now, she is the one pushing to get to the bottom of all these election integrity issues. She's brought Kurt Olson, who is an incredibly knowledgeable and capable attorney who works very closely with Carrie Lake and knows more about election integrity than anyone in the country, into the White House to work on that. She is the one who's empowered Tulsi Gabbard and her working group to go wherever the evidence leads when it comes to electronic voting machines, mail-in votings, and other aspects of fraud. Who's pushing for the prosecution of the Russian collusion cabal harder than anyone in Donald Trump's circle? Well, that would be Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. So I'm sick of reading that she's worked, that she was in the World Economic Forum. That's a defamatory lie. Or that she's delaying the childhood vaccination schedule. That's also a lie. RFK himself posted about the fact that in this entire effort to make America back, who's had his back within the president's inner circle? Susie Wiles. I've known her 25 years. Oh, she's a globalist? No. We both worked for Ronald Reagan against George H.W. Bush. We both worked for Jack Kemp against George H.W. Bush. We both worked for Donald Trump against George W. Bush. So what she is a winner. Yes, she's tough. Yes, she is not a public personality. But this idea that she is somehow responsible for everything that people don't like about this administration is nonsense. Now, here's why the deep state is making their move now. I've been in politics a long time. I remember the period in 1982 before President Ronald Reagan's tax cuts and his regulatory cuts took hold and gave us what was, by the end of his term, the single best economy up to that point in our history. We had a lot of panickins, as the president would call them, saying, oh, we got to abandon the Trump plan, the Reagan plan. Reagan has to raise taxes. Reagan has to back off these regulatory. Reagan needs to go softer on the Soviet Union. You remember this, Alex, people telling him, don't call on Gorbachev to pull down that wall. There were many in his administration didn't want the hard line that ultimately resulted in the fall of the Soviet Union. But we stuck to our guns and we turned out to be right. We're in the same position today. President Trump's tax cuts, his regulatory cuts, his tariff.
Roger. I mean, getting us out of the carbon taxes alone saves the country. We're close to a peace deal in Russia. I get this. Our listeners are sophisticated. I know you do big shows everywhere, you know, CNN, everything. My point is that we get all that. We want the deep state prosecuted because we know they're like a disease that keeps coming back. We understand that. I am simply saying it is heartening to see Trump through his surrogates come out and say this is a CIA coup and get ahead of it instead of just fighting the lies they put out with Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all of it. Go right to it's them, the Smith Month Act. I have dozens of clips on the news, his surrogate saying it. So obviously somebody in the last 2 days sent this message. Waters said he met with the CIA, the good guys, exposed him to the CIA. That's never happened before. So this is a bellwether. Tulsi Gabbard's a hero. And I get your point about Susie Wiles. I'm going to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. She helped get him in there. She's a great organizer. I notice when somebody gets attacked, sometimes you need to figure out, is it being cherry picked because they're scared of her because she's effective? The left wanted to kick Musk out. And I talked to sources in the White House and I asked you about it. And you said, well, that's accurate, but no comment, because you were there. I learned as well that they have the evidence. And now they've had their people go out and say it since we talked last week of the chips, the cell phone chips in the voting machines, of the fraud out of China into Taiwan, into Venezuela. And I asked you about it. You said, yeah, that's accurate, but I can't comment right now. And that's Susie Wiles running that task force. So that's a good thing. So it's not like I'm just a cheerleader for her. I hope she's for real. But you're saying from your sources, and you were there, that's happening. And then Trump came out yesterday and said, oh, yeah, Cash Patel, we're all on this. It's going to come out soon. Big findings. What's the word on that?
Alex, I think you're right. I guess the greater point I'm trying to make is the reason that they want to move now with their false flag operation, with their efforts to undermine Trump, which began in this outrageous video in which former members of the military urged those in the military to ignore orders from the commander in chief that are quote unquote illegal, but not single one of them can point to an illegal, is because we're in a soft period here where the economy is not yet turned around. Yes, food prices are down, but they're not down as low as they were the last year Donald Trump was president. Yes, gas prices are down, but they're not down as far as they were in Donald Trump's first term as president. But they will be. And these tariff deals, which are bringing in massive revenues. Remember, in June was the first time in 15 years that the federal government actually ran a surplus, meaning we took in more.
You got to go. You got to go in a minute and a half. Your producer's telling us. But in closing, what is Trump messaging-wise policy to do to reconnect with the base? Because I don't believe MAGA's dead, but there's been a slide in those voters that weren't Republicans. He's kept his base. The polls show that. But in the ones that put him over the top, he's lost some. What does he do in messaging?
He needs to do several things. One, focus on the domestic economy. Focus on the domestic economy. That's happening, but it's not happening to the full extent that it will. Secondarily, I think he's on the cusp of a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Of course, the left is saying it's too rough on the Russians, but they want to ignore the entire history and the fact that we agreed not to push Ukraine into NATO, which is what Joe Biden did, which is what caused this war. They hate that narrative, but it's the truth. He needs to end that war. I think that Marco Rubio's doing an exceptional job at that. Thirdly, we must have justice and accountability for those who staged the greatest single coup d'etat attempt in American history, the Russian collusion hoax. He must do those three things. He will do those three things. But those who think Susie Wiles is fighting that, she's the one pushing for the full MAHA agenda under Robert Kennedy. She's the one pushing for full disclosure about election integrity, the election machines, the paper ballots. She is the one pushing for the process prosecution of the Russian collusion cabal. And this idea that she's going anywhere is completely false. I have total confidence in her because I've known her for 25 years. Donald Trump has total confidence in her as well, and it is well placed. The same people who say that she's responsible for anything they don't like are the same people who said that he would lose the election because she was running his campaign. They are wrong. Thanks, Alex. God bless you.
RogerStoneZone.com. Thank you so much. Wow, amazing interview. And I wanted to get to the clip, but he's got to go. I'll play it in a moment of Trump saying, oh, yeah, big election stuff coming out. And I can tell you, it is huge. So, but having top CIA come out and expose CIA trying to have a coup, unprecedented, not getting the attention it needs, but Trump's got the surrogates out there, and I know an order when I see one for a talking point, like, oh, take the shot. You can't get COVID, and you can't share COVID. And it turned out it was a talking point. It was a lie. This is a talking point. It's true. Heard it here a million times before it became a talking point. So, I mean, this is a big deal. Robert Barnes is coming on talking about the waterfront, all these issues. And then when he leaves, I've got all of this insane stuff, folks. I mean, I'm going to have to really focus in the fourth hour to get to it all, but believe me, you're not going to want to miss that. But speaking of the devil, we're not going to be on the air if you don't support us. You know, I've got my game face on. They have appointed the state receiver to shut us down. There's really no other things we can exhaust to stop it. They haven't set the time for the auction. Maybe the good guys are allowed to bid and keep us on air. I'm not going to count on that. We already saw the federal court with the U.S. trustee do a fake auction with The Onion backed by Bloomberg. And by the way, they're coming in when the new auction, which I'm sure will be tailored just for them, is what I think is going to happen. It's okay. We got the Alex Jones Network, which is owned by the AlexJonesStore.com, which is owned by Bigley, the great patriots. Been around for so long, funding, you know, running, helping dozens of shows and being a big sponsor and one of the main producers of Trump Apparel the last 8 years. Well, when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, you get the very best deals on supplements, get the very best products, and it funds this operation. This is the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. It's not just buy one supplement, get the same one free. It's buy any supplement, get any other supplement free. If you can buy a $20 supplement, that's amazing, but lower cost because the product costs less. And get a $45 one free. And there's a bunch of other sales. 25% off on all the apparel. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's insane. Here's a breakdown of that. Then I'm going to get to the latest news. Here it is. I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigley, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on, where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product because it has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. So some of these are a loss leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing them of anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Alex Jones Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at thealexjonesstore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars as we fight to stay on the air, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. And again, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. Bigley does. And so I'm just going to work there, be the news director, and we're going to continue on. And they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in. We could give out. is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates. You share them everywhere. You take the clips, you take the articles, you take the video links, and that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money, so we sell you great products that really work. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high quality food at reasonable prices, so you want to come back. There's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the Ultra Methylene Blue or the CMOS or the other products and see how great it is. And that's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free, and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWar has existed. It will continue on despite a URL, because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here. But you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this. The other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And God bless you all. Few months I've covered Congressman Randy Fine, who helped get state laws passed in Florida to, quote, protect Jews from hate crimes that would, I said, would end up being used to take everybody's free speech away. And now, this just happened yesterday, I talked about it, but we've got the newscast. USF police file hate crimes charges against three men accused of Muslim harassment. So they're out there praying in the parking lot. University of South Florida Police Department said it has identified and filed charges against three men shown the video. So remember, Fine said, oh, you do a banner hang, it's a $500 fine. But because you committed a misdemeanor, now we'll make it a felony, 5 years in prison. Well, it's the same thing. Oh, you weren't permitted to be at the university. You came when they were doing their prayer and you ate bacon in front of them. So you're going to get charged with felonies. And all over the Western world, we're having to comport and submit to Islam. This is so incredibly dangerous. And the Trump Justice Department should get involved. These charges should be shut down. But here's what the guys did in the parking lot. Oh, the Muslims cry. Oh, they ate bacon. They had bacon in front of us. Oh, you put women in beekeeper suits. Oh, you throw homosexuals off cliffs. Oh, you take over the world. Oh, you say you come in and colonize and push people out of each city in each city like Muhammad did 1,500 years ago in Medina. It is a plan of expansion. They admit they're colonizing us. They're arrogant. They think it's funny. And we need to wake up to it. But this is happening in America. The same stuff you see in Germany, Sweden, the UK, Canada is now here. This is outrageous. They crossed the line. Here it is.
Every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Bacon. It's really good.
Bacon?
Bacon? Anybody?
Under the new rules from the 12th Imam, you can eat bacon. It's halal. You can eat bacon whenever you want.
After the prayer ended, we look up to see them taunting us in our faces with bacon.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I had to relive the whole thing again.
You're taunting us with 5 a.m. to midnight calls to prayer. You're taunting us coming with Sharia law. You're taunting us saying our dogs are dirty, and in Europe, they banned them in public parks because the Muslims don't want to see them. Prayer rooms in the public schools, a Christianity band, and you sit there and you cry. You came here to conquer us. It's in your Quran. I can play you hours of the emails bragging about it. Stop pretending you're a victim. You got 50-something countries, but you always want to get out of them because they're hell on earth. You want to come here and rape, rob, and pillage. So cut the crap. The Crusades were a response to 700 years of Islamic invasion in Europe. They conquered much of Italy. They conquered most of Spain. They went as far west as Poland, Russia, Serbia. And then Hollywood says, oh, the Crusades came out of the clear blue sky. The long surrender of the West is over. Do I hate the individual Muslim? No. But you are a political, cultural, expansionist movement of Muhammad. And you have declared your war, and we accept the challenge. That's why they stab and bomb in the towns they're in. It's to push you out. Then they put their people in, and they expand. I can play you 100 imams saying, you can grab one of their 8-year-old girls, you can put them in sex slavery because they're not Muslim, you can sell them for sex slavery because they're a kafir. Most of sex slavery in Europe, the Muslims. The word harem. Hear about, oh, the harems, all these naked women for the Muslims. Those are kidnapped slaves. This is cancer. And the long surrender is over. But you got this university in Florida. Oh, we're going to charge 3 of you with felonies because they're in the parking lot. They need to do it at a school where it's got its own jurisdiction, its own law. Oh, you'd have a permit. That's a fine of the municipal city that is a university. And now they use the state law passed by the Israel lobby that you do a misdemeanor. We call it a hate crime felony. Now we use it. Great job, Randy Fine. Randy Fine, the sword of the Muslim Brotherhood, the sword of the Islamic Jihad. Just like Israel founded Hamas and funded them. Randy Fine is now backing the Islamic takeover of Florida and the destruction of the First Amendment. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch. Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.